This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. People marveled at the contrast between the two most newsworthy women over the weekend. Mother Teresa of Calcutta was made Saint Teresa at the Vatican, arguably for focusing her entire life on serving the most vulnerable poor. American voters were left contemplating the implications of having another woman as president in Hillary Clinton, who would focus enough energy to compel all Americans to pay for abortion, the killing of the most vulnerable. The link from the Zika virus to brain disorder is up for debate. 12,000 pregnant women in Colombia with the Zika virus had no occurrence of the brain disorder in their children. However, at Pernambuco, Brazil, ground zero in the Zika scare, thousands of women had children with brain disorders. Here is what has not been considered thus far. Just before the outbreak of microcephaly in Brazil, pyroproxifen was put in their water to kill mosquitoes. It bears yet more examination, but pyroproxifen harms mosquito larvae and may also harm developing babies. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. After defeat at the Supreme Court 3 years ago, another buffer zone law is restricting sidewalks outside abortion businesses from free speech. A federal judge let the law stand last week, but an appeal is likely. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.